Hello and welcome to your Value Boost from Value Driven Data Science, the podcast that helps data scientists transform their technical expertise into tangible business value, career autonomy, and financial reward. I'm Dr. Genevieve Hayes, and I'm here with Ben Johnson, CEO and founder of Particle 41, to turbocharge your data science career in less time than it takes to run a simple query. In today's episode, we're going to be discussing techniques from software development that data scientists can use to increase their productivity and efficiency. Welcome back, Ben.
Hey, nice to be here.
As longtime listeners of this show are probably already aware, before becoming a data scientist, my background was as an actuary and statistician. And then when I decided to make the move to data science, I did a master's in computer science to upskill on machine learning and AI. And one of the things I loved most about my master's was that my classmates were predominantly software developers and engineers. And I found that just by being in the same classes as them and associating with them on the class online forums, I learned just as much, if not more, about what it takes to be an effective data scientist as I did from the lectures themselves. And this was because the software engineers had a very different perspective on data problem solving from what I'd developed as a statistician and actuary. Ben, in addition to being a serial entrepreneur, you yourself are a software developer with over 20 years of experience. In that time, you must have come across a whole range of techniques for boosting your productivity and efficiency as a developer. Are there any techniques among those that you're surprised data scientists don't also use?
It kind of swirls together. So focus is a currency is kind of the tagline here. So the book, The One Thing, has been really inspirational for me. And I'm a bullet journaler. And so I kind of take my 90-day goals and break them down into months and then the weeks, you know, what's the one thing or the finer sets of things. I find a lot of digital professionals, including data scientists, are kind of multitasking. And we've kind of even created this kind of interruption culture in the way that we work. So I find it interesting when data scientists don't have like the Kanban board or the flow of work, and they're just kind of operating by Slack messages and emails. And I think then you have low currency of focus, like you're poor in focus. And so the overarching thing here is to be rich in focus. And that means creating systems and a work environment and a personal organization strategy that makes you richer in focus.
And how would you go about doing that?
So I think it starts with like some level of personal ceremony and some adherence to routine. So it may seem confining, but I actually find it gives me a lot of freedom. So spend a lot of time around the quarter thinking like, what do I want to accomplish in the next 90 days and documenting that and then breaking that out into months and not just doing it professionally, but doing it personally as well. So that then when I go to my week, I've kind of planned my week. I know what my focuses are for at least some of the time. I don't like knock it all down in stone. I leave some flex time in there for emails and Slack messages, but I definitely know what needs to be true by the end of the week for me to feel accomplished and confident. And in the end, the biggest enemy is the imposter syndrome, right? So I have to put challenges in front of me that I'm accomplishing, because the last thing I want anybody on my team to feel is that imposter syndrome. And the only way we get through that is by proving to ourselves that we can accomplish the goals that we put in front of ourselves.
What you've described there is very similar to the approach that I take in my work. I read Cal Newport's Deep Work about 3 years
ago.
Yeah,
me too.
Yeah. And one of the things I find, you know, as a data scientist, often I do have multiple projects on the go, but I try and work in deep work blocks. So I schedule 3 2-hour blocks per day, and I actually have a kitchen timer. And for that 2-hour block, I will only work on one particular task.
Yeah.
And even if I'm working on multiple topics within a day, I try and only have one task per day. But just having those 2 hour focus blocks really helps me to accomplish a lot.
Yeah, I think so. And what you're talking about there is this time compression. And I think time compression is very, very powerful. And I would say most people don't incorporate an element of time compression. Like your timer is time compression. And in the corporate environment, we kind of used to be, we planned the year and we give very little cadence to the quarter and the month. And then we kind of realize, you know, Q3, we're falling behind. And then that would make for these awful Q4 experiences, right? People working right up into the last day of the year kind of thing. I think we're seeing that improve. And I think time compression, EOS is really big on the quarterly planning, the monthly planning. And then you mentioned like the Pomodoro technique. These things are getting really popular, but those things are awarded by an increase. Like when you're rich in focus, those things happen, right? Or you do those things to become more rich in focus.
Mm. And my experience is the days when I do manage to have those focus blocks, I'm happier at the end of the day.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you created a scoreboard and you won the day, right? You know, you won the day. Yeah. In my bullet journal, I have a habit tracker and I put so many habits on there that if I do about half of them, like I'm good. And that works for me, you know, kind of always be solving, you know, salespeople say always be closing. And I'm kind of like always be doing something to make my life better, even if it's just like drinking water, right? Remembering to drink water. That's a thing on my tracker.
And that's a wrap for today's Value Boost. But if you want more insights from Ben, you're in luck. We've got a longer episode with Ben where we discuss strategies for accelerating your data science impact and results. And it's packed with no-nonsense advice for turning your data skills into serious clout, cash, and career freedom. You can find it now wherever you found this episode or at your favorite podcast platform. Well, thank you for joining me again, Ben.
Oh, my pleasure.
And for those in the audience, thanks for listening. I'm Dr. Genevieve Hayes, and this has been Value Driven Data Science.